The European robin is a small and familiar presence, often encountered in gardens, perched on fences, or darting between hedgerows. Its red breast, luminous against the muted palette of winter, has made it a cultural symbol of warmth and renewal, appearing in songs, poems, and even holiday cards. It is easy to mistake the robin for ordinary, a companion bird whose life seems simple and transparent. Yet the closer we look, the more extraordinary it becomes. Every year, as the seasons shift, the robin undertakes a journey that would seem impossible for such a fragile body. It migrates across vast distances from the forests and fields of Europe to the warmer climates further south and back again with unerring precision. Mountains, rivers, storms, and even open seas offer no lasting obstacle. Generation after generation, these small birds return to the same territories, finding the same nesting grounds, guided by a sense that goes beyond sight, smell, or memory. For centuries, naturalists wondered how such a feat was possible. Surely the stars provided a celestial map, or the sun a daily compass, or perhaps the robin carried within it an unbroken chain of memory tied to the landscape. And indeed, these cues do play a role, but experiments revealed something even stranger. Robins placed in dark, sealed chambers, deprived of visual cues, still oriented themselves correctly. So long as the faint geomagnetic field of the Earth was present, they continued to know where north lay. Here was a revelation. The robin was navigating not by landmarks alone, but by a hidden sense, an awareness of the Earth itself. What seemed like instinct was in truth a perception as real as sight or sound, but attuned to something most of us never feel, the invisible field that surrounds our planet. The quantum compass in the eye. The key to this magnetic perception lies not in the robin's wings or beak, but in its eye. Within the retina of the bird, a light-sensitive protein called cryptochrome performs a task that once seemed impossible. It translates the strange language of quantum mechanics into biological perception. When a photon of light strikes cryptochrome, it excites a pair of electrons into what physicists call a radical pair. Unlike most chemical reactions, these electrons do not behave independently. Their spins become linked, a phenomenon known as entanglement. This is one of the deepest mysteries of physics. Two particles, once connected, remain bound together in ways that defy classical logic. Alter one, and the other responds instantly, as though distance were irrelevant. In the robin's eye, this entangled pair acts as a quantum sensor. The orientation of their spins, whether aligned or opposed, depends sensitively on the Earth's magnetic field. As the bird changes direction, the reactions in cryptochrome shift. These tiny changes alter the way the robin perceives light, overlaying its visual world with subtle patterns of brightness and darkness. What to us would appear as faint shimmering veils becomes, for the robin, a map of orientation, a compass etched directly into its perception of the world. This is not thought in the human sense. The robin does not calculate angles or memorize maps. Its very vision is entangled with the Earth itself. In every glance, it perceives the direction of north, not as a concept, but as an experience. Survival is written into sight. Why this matters? The birth of quantum biology. Until the robin's secret was uncovered, most scientists believed that quantum mechanics, the realm of uncertainty, probability, and entanglement, was confined to the microscopic. Atoms, photons, and subatomic particles lived by quantum rules, while biology, messy and warm, was thought to belong to the safer territory of classical physics. The sheer noise of living systems was assumed to destroy fragile quantum effects long before they could matter. The robin overturned this assumption. Here was a living organism relying on entanglement not as a curiosity but as a survival mechanism. Migration was not simply instinct encoded in DNA. It was a quantum process unfolding within the eye of a bird. Life itself had learned to borrow from the strangeness of the quantum realm. This discovery gave rise to quantum biology, a field that dared to ask whether the rules of quantum physics might not only underlie but actively shape life. Suddenly, questions once unthinkable became urgent. Could the photosynthetic machinery of plants rely on quantum coherence to transfer energy with nearly perfect efficiency? Could enzymes harness quantum tunneling to speed reactions that classical models could not explain? Could the mysterious coherence of the human brain, memory, attention, perhaps even consciousness, bear the signature of quantum processes? the robin became a doorway. What seemed like a common bird had revealed a bridge between physics and biology, opening a new horizon of inquiry that continues to unfold. Entanglement and the philosophy of life. What does it mean for a robin to navigate by entanglement? For a creature so delicate, whose entire body weighs no more than a handful of coins, to carry within it a compass made from the most mysterious processes of physics. It reminds us that life is not separate from the laws of the universe, but is their unfolding expression. The robin does not apply quantum physics as a tool in the way an engineer might design a device. It is quantum physics embodied, an organism in which photons, electrons, and molecules weave themselves into vision and flight. Life is physics given form, chemistry given motion, uncertainty given direction. For centuries, human beings have drawn divisions. Physics on one side, biology on another, philosophy at a distance. We spoke as if the world could be partitioned into neat categories, each with its own rules and boundaries. The robin defies this. Its compass is not physics alone, nor biology alone, nor philosophy in abstraction. It is all three at once. It is physics in action, biology in survival, and philosophy in meaning. Entanglement, so often treated as an intellectual puzzle, becomes here an existential truth. The robin's survival depends on it. Migration is a wager on coherence, a gamble that the most delicate patterns of the quantum world can be preserved long enough to guide a beating heart across the sky. What physicists call coherence time, the span in which entanglement holds before collapsing, is for the robin not a number, but a matter of life or death. And in this, perhaps, lies a lesson for us. Human beings often approach the quantum with awe or suspicion, if had up treating it as a world alien to our own. But the robin shows us that it is not alien at all. It is woven into vision, song, migration, survival. The quantum is not elsewhere. It is here. The wider horizon, from robins to us. The robin's story does not end with birds. Its compass became the spark for a broader revolution, the recognition that quantum mechanics may play a role in many dimensions of life. The discovery of its magnetic sense forced scientists to question assumptions that had long been held as certain, that life is too warm and wet for quantum phenomena, that biology belongs safely to the classical domain, that the strange rules of uncertainty and superposition vanish when matter scales up. If a robin can see the Earth's field by entanglement, then perhaps a plant leaf can channel light through quantum coherence. Perhaps an enzyme can allow a proton or electron to slip through a barrier by quantum tunneling. Perhaps the processes we associate with the most human of mysteries, memory, creativity, even consciousness itself, rest upon quantum architectures not yet understood. The implications ripple outward. For physics, it means the quantum world does not stop at the laboratory, but extends into the green of the forest and the beating of wings. For biology, it means that life is not only chemical, but also quantum, not only molecular, but entangled. For philosophy, it suggests that our understanding of mind, matter, and meaning must expand to integrate what was once thought impossible. And for us as human beings, it invites humility. We pride ourselves on telescopes, satellites, algorithms, tools for navigation that map the globe in exquisite detail. Yet here is a creature no larger than a hand that navigates continents without chart, compass, or device, guided by the deep fabric of reality itself. The robin does not need to understand quantum physics. It is quantum physics in motion. The red breast as a beacon. The robin perched on a winter branch, its red breast catching the weak sun, may seem like the simplest of sights, but behind that image lies a story that connects the everyday to the extraordinary. Within its eyes, electrons dance in entangled pairs. Within its vision, magnetic fields become patterns of light. Within its migration, the Earth itself becomes a map. From this bird, an entire science has emerged. Quantum biology was not born in the sterile corridors of a collider or the precision of a lab alone. It was born in the living eye of a robin, in the mysterious compass that guides it across the sky. What once seemed impossible, quantum processes persisting in the warm and noisy world of life, is now undeniable. And so the robin is more than a bird. It is a beacon. It reminds us that beneath the ordinary lies the astonishing, that the familiar carries secrets as strange as anything in the cosmos. Its survival depends on entanglement, but our understanding depends on listening to what such creatures have to teach us. To navigate is to trust in an unseen order. The robin trusts. It sees what we cannot. And in following its flight, we too may glimpse the hidden horizon, a world where physics and life are not divided but whole.